Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Glad you're with us today. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. Our topic for this week's show is energy. It's the energy within us and the energy around us. For those of you who'd like to know more about who we are or read about the work that we do, you can always visit our website, www.kenpage.com.
You know, we have situations going on in our life that reflect our show. So yesterday I gave a little talk and to see what their concerns are. These were 20 people, and of course they're in the kind of in the backwoods of Georgia, so they might be different than everybody else, but all the different situations or problems they're having, and then the phone calls we get, and then I just went to the post office and the energetics there. So we really looked at how do we keep attracting the energy, or how we feel, or what we're made up of, and why do we keep attracting that energy over and over again, or those emotions over and over again? So that's what we decided to do the show. We talked about energy in the past, but we're going to go over it again and be sure you understand it, because if you get this part, everything else is easy. So for us, we could do every single show about energy, and hopefully somebody would understand that they are attracting whatever they are not don't love within themselves.
So the show, Energy in Us and Energy Around Us, is life stuff. When we gave that small presentation yesterday, it was only an hour, and the individuals were all wonderful that were there, very caring, very attentive. And you could tell that from what we would say and their reactions or responses to it, that they had the same types of challenges in their lives as well. We get emails, we get people who call for sessions, and it's the same basic understanding of information of what they have in their lives. It's life.
How about last week? We were at a little fair.
Health fair,
because we want to get volunteers to have sessions at our school. So we're actually giving away healing. Can you imagine that? We're giving away healing sessions that are $155, and we can't find enough people that would like them. Kind of, you know, there you look at your abilities and you find you don't have enough people that want to have help. But the people there, people who, and so what we were doing there is we were giving little mini energy readings, or we were showing them energetically where they were open and where they looped with people. Well, you know what? Some people didn't like it, because they didn't want to know they were open. They didn't want to know they were attracting. And they didn't want to know, first of all, they didn't want me to tell them where they were open. And I can't blame them. Well, how would you like to have a man telling you energetically where you're open? Does that sound like some kind of weird thing or weird story, or he's up to something? So I understand the dynamics between men and women.
Well, the first thing is we were there. We were there just to give them information, and we were giving away free books, and we were giving away informational flyers, and we were giving away free energy. Why?
Free energy readings.
Energy readings. Why would someone be suspicious? The average individual might be suspicious of getting too much free stuff. After all, we're not...
Or getting anything free.
because we're not conditioned to be able to receive first. I mean, we all know that receiving comes within a power and control issue. We've talked about this before. A little aside on that is the issues of power and control that we hold within our third chakra are all about our heritage, our culture, our lineage, and that is probably the greatest dynamic of energy that most individuals are in today's life. Who's controlling me? Who's trying to control me? Who's taking my power? Who's trying to take my power? Who's telling me whether I've done something right or done something wrong? And then I feel bad. And where do I feel bad? In my third chakra. Why? Because that's my personality and it's myself. And what does that go back to? Me taking my power. It goes back to me wanting not to be controlled by somebody else. So all of that, those control, power and control issues, go back to also whether I get to receive. How can I receive? Can I even receive a compliment? I certainly can receive that I've done something wrong because it's easier. So why is that? Why is it easier for us to listen to I've done something wrong versus you are perfect, you doing everything right? Why is that easier? First, because I can't control it. Receiving, we're out of control. I'm not controlling what the other individual is saying or what the other individual is giving. Therefore, it makes me uncomfortable.
So if I give, then I'm comfortable because I'm in control. So some people are caretakers, or they give their energy away, or they're on the phone all day giving advice, and pretty soon they find that they are so tired. It's almost like the life force has been drained out of them by each one of those phone calls. Now, we, you know, we're strange people. I understand that. But, you know, here we are.
Sorry. I think calling us strange is a little out there. I don't
okay,
think
we're weird.
I don't think strange or weird.
Okay, but we're different.
We have an alternative way of thinking that isn't always acceptable. I think
okay.
That's a more proper way.
How about
think.
Different?
Yes, we're different.
But what's sad for me is we had four people we signed up for these three sessions. And these people needed help. These people had troubles in their life. And I swear to you, they could have been helped. But they called and canceled it, okay? And then you can't even give your help away, okay? And it's like, what do we say to help you get control of your life without you thinking that we
want
something?
We're trying to control you.
Or we want to take something from you. Huh?
Or were that we're trying to control. See, that, I think, also goes back to it. If you're going to give me something free, well, I can't control it. First, because I can't receive it. Then, what you're going to give me, is it going to change me? We had a gentleman who wanted a mini energy reading. His wife had one. She loved it.
No, his wife wanted him to have one.
And his wife says, come over here. You need this. And he goes, well, you know, I don't want anybody to change my energy.
And what he said was, anybody that ever works my energy makes me sick.
Yeah, I get sick whenever my energy gets changed.
And I say, I don't want to make you sick, and I don't want to give you any energy. Who's to say you're not perfect? And I, you know, who's to say who's perfect? All I want to show you is how to get yourself to where you energetically don't leak or get involved in something you don't want to, and how to take control of your own body.
Right.
And
we
then
want
he says,
self-empower you.
And then he says, oh, you want to do that? Yeah, I don't want to tell you what's wrong with you or how to fix you or put a Band-Aid on it. We don't do that. We want to show you how to, vibrationally, for you to get happy or feel better about yourself to where energetically you don't loop. And so finally, I talked to the guy for, 10 minutes before I even told him what he needed to do, okay?
And then when you told him, he was going, you're so right, that's exactly what I do.
Yeah, well, it's obvious.
He understood that.
Because we all do it. It's not like I'm a psychic, you know. We see these things over and over and over because we are all built the way we have experienced. So whatever you emotionally or physically have experienced in your life, energetically, you are part of those vibrations.
See, we're all... What are you made up of? All right, that's the big question. What makes you up energetically? Okay, we all know that we're skin and we're bones and we're muscles and we're tissues and we're organs and we're ligaments and we're cells.
Okay.
We know that our physical body is that's what's made up of. And our physical body is energy.
You forgot fat. I have a little fat, so you forgot fat. Okay. All right.
Our physical body is energy. We know that we're energy. After all, we can run EKGs, EEGs. They can hook machines up to us, and the machines are going to say, look at this. This person's doing this. Another person's doing that. Energetically, we are all very unique. We all have our very own signature. No two people are exactly alike.
And why is that? Why is that? Okay. And some cultures or some religions or some areas in the world, a lot of people get alike because there's nothing else available, okay? If you're in a little village and you're worried about eating and you're worried about getting, you know, your health of your children yourself, maybe your world gets smaller and smaller.
I don't know that that even needs to be segregated to a small village. We have individuals now, today, in our country and in every country who are worried about feeding their children, feeding themselves. Is my job going to go away tomorrow? How can I get a job? I want a job. I want to work, and I can't get hired. I want to be able to help my family. I want to keep myself safe, my own space safe.
I want to be loved.
All of that. That's normal life stuff. You don't have to go to another country. You just have to look in yourself or look in your own home or look in your own neighborhood.
I was just using that for an example of, you know, desperate. But we're all having a hard time now with the economy, and things are changing, and things aren't the way they used to be. And for most of us, we have never been in this kind of energetic reality that we're in right now. She's making her hand. I think she's trying to fly. So,
get you later, babe.
So anyway, how do we do it? So think about yourself. You're not just made up of one vibration or one energy or one emotion. You're made up of thousands or millions or trillions. Think about what kind of emotions were around you when you were a baby. What kind of emotions were around you when you were in the womb? What did your mother feel? What were her thoughts? What were her ideas? What was her religious order? How much money did they have? How did she feel about herself? How did she feel about herself getting pregnant and getting bigger, and the person that she loved might not be as attracted to her? So what were all those feelings, and how did they affect you that you're not aware of, but yet wearing? You are wearing every single thing for 9 months that your mother and father felt. And that could have been your grandparents. That could have been your brothers and sisters. That could have been the economy. That could have been every single thing that was around. And then take, when you're little, all the emotions and all the feelings. And when you start just adding that up, it's a lot. And when Deepak Chopra said the average person has 60,000 thoughts a day, give or take 1,000, I don't know how they figured that out, but 90% of those 60,000 thoughts were thoughts of yesterday, and you're wearing it. So you're wearing 54,000 thoughts of yesterday in your body. And if you keep building that up, what does it start to feel like or resonate or vibration? What is that? What does that make up?
When I was talking earlier about everybody's unique signature and no two people being exactly alike, there are some that are similar in nature because they are similar in their thoughts or feelings if they are living in close proximity with each other, or individuals who are in intimate relationships will sometimes become similar in their vibration, but their signature, their energetic signature, is still very unique for every one of the 6.6 billion people on the planet, made up of every single thought, feeling, or emotion that we've experienced. Everything.
Think about, what do we trust? Well, we trust whatever we've experienced because we know we can survive it. So if you've been beaten up, or you've been hurt, or you've been abused, or you've been yelled at, or there's been some kind of trouble, you trust it because you know what's going to happen in that realm of vibration. I don't mean trust it consciously. I mean subconsciously, you know you can survive it. If you were in a different kind of relationship that you did not know what was going to happen, could you survive it?
And so that whole trust issue goes back to, here we are, attempting to give something away free. Can you trust free? No. The reason you don't trust free is because we're culture, society, heritage, experience has shown us that I go to accept something free and it ends up costing me something later on.
Oh, it's a gimmick. You know, somebody's trying to draw me in. This one lady, she was afraid to come here because she thought we were going to make her religiously different than she was.
Yeah, what was our opinion of God? Was that going to be different than her opinion of God? And we said, God is creator, is God, is your God, and whatever you accept is fine. We will not change you, alter you, modify you, fix you. There's nothing. We're just going to ask you to allow yourself to heal yourself in whatever areas of your life you want to change. We're not here to say what's right or wrong for you. You're already perfect. She could not accept that we weren't going to somehow challenge her version of what her God was for herself, and she couldn't accept it, so therefore her fear is going to keep her from releasing her fear.
Yeah, but how about this other one, okay? How about when we have to, we have a beautiful statue of Buddha I got in Australia, okay? And sometimes we have to remove that because some people that come in might be a certain religion. And they might think Buddha is not that religion. So we have to take that away. And it's just a beautiful figure. And
we've done that just so that they can feel comfortable when they come here.
Yeah.
That's our choice to do that. We don't have to do that.
We have to let them be uncomfortable?
Well, no. I just said we've done that so that they are comfortable when they come here. Because we recognize that their ideology has a wall, not a wall. Their ideology is perfect for them. However, their ideology does not accept other ideologies. Their ideology or their religious beliefs do not accept anything outside what they know. We all know people like that. It hasn't got anything to do with a statue of Buddha. It could be the way that you decorate. It could be the way that you have perfumes in your home. Some people do not do certain things, and
well,
they will not allow themselves to go beyond
one thing
their
we know,
comfort zone.
They drink more when we have Buddha out, so we have to put it away so they don't drink so much.
That's not true.
I'm just
too funny.
Okay, just realize that.
Basically, this is life stuff we're talking about, okay? We're talking about how we react or how we respond or how we go through our life and whether or not we feel good. Do you feel good? Does everything in your life act the way you want it? Is this the life that you choose for yourself? Is everything existing in your life right now the way you want it? If not, do you know how you can change it for yourself? We're not going to make that decision for you. We're not going to come in and say, oh, yes, your life has this and this and this. That's not good. We don't do that. We ask you, what do you want to change? What would you like to change in your life right now?
Myself?
No. We're talking to this audience.
Oh, okay, but you're looking at me.
Ken's doing this real good teasing thing on the show today, which is fun. Okay.
Yeah, she looked at me. I just went to the post office. I like to be able to deliver my mail.
Yeah,
okay.
We
had trouble with the post office, so that would be my first choice is to get the post office squared away. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
And the second choice is to get the leaves all raked up because they're a big mess out there. But more serious, what if spirit... Okay, and I don't want you to think that, we're
spirit,
special, okay?
Source, creator, okay. God, whatever your definition is, whatever your word is, infinite power, infinite being, whatever.
That was nice. But what would happen if spirit, you asked for help, you've been praying for help, you've been asking every day for help, what would happen if me giving a session was actually spirit giving you what you asked for, but you didn't get it because you didn't think it was the right form for what you wanted? Think about it. If it doesn't look like or feel like, or if you're not used to it, can you even receive from spirit? Because spirit's going to give it the way that spirit feels helping you. But do you want to change? Do you want to get it? These people, they needed help that were at that fair, okay? That one lady, she was crying. Well, okay, she was crying.
Yeah, and they said they needed the help. Okay. It wasn't that we determined they needed the help.
Yeah.
They said, oh, gosh, I really need to come and do this. And then their fear came in.
And then what we had to do is I had to stop giving energy readings or mini readings because we talk about the base chakra and how we loop. And of course, women become very uncomfortable with that. So I had them all go see Nancy because then they could talk about whatever they needed to.
It was easier for me to suggest that their creativity had been shut off, probably because of their sexual creative energy getting overwhelming, and then they end up shutting everything down in the root chakra. So therefore, your own creativity and your passion for life, the very passion that lets you create the kind of life that you want, that's all within your root chakra. That personal chakra that gives us the ability to work with all of our other energy centers.
Yeah, but people coming to a fair, they don't want to know the real problems about themselves. They just want to go to the fair and look around. They don't want to know they're leaking and their creativity shut down. So we're going to take just a short break, and we'll be back because we got a lot more to say, and I'm on a roll right now.
Yeah, I hear you.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Today we've been talking about energy, and we've been kind of going off a little bit on the things that have happened to us in the last few days, but we get constant phone calls of people and the things they do. I'm about to do a session with a person this afternoon, and she looked on the internet and found somebody who changes her vibration and frequency, and so she went ahead and she paid the the $50 or $30 or $25 and had the person change their energy without knowing what was going to happen to her. And she reacted. And she's been having headaches and she's been getting sick. But yet you couldn't talk to somebody eye to eye and have them give you a free book, a free audio tape, and tell you you could do a session with them if they wanted to. And this wouldn't be just with me as a man. This would be three people working with you. Can you imagine that? And they couldn't trust that. But yet you go on the internet to somebody you don't know. You don't know what kind of problems they're having, what their marriage is. She's saying something to me.
Well, we don't want anyone to suggest that we're judging what they're doing is wrong.
Well, I'm just saying it. Yeah, I think we are. For somebody to use no discernment and go on the internet and say you're going to take their energy and they can fix you and you don't know anything about them, I'm going to have to judge it, okay?
That was her chosen experience. Why would she choose that experience for herself? Remember, we're here on Earth to master the conditions of whether I love myself enough to experience everything good and bad. That's what this planet is. It's a duality. It exists. So do I have to have that experience so that I can figure out that I should have used my discernment? That was still her experience. And her experience in discernment. It's like when you have small children. And you say, oh, please give me patience so that these kids can grow. And as the more that we ask for the experience of patience, you know what we get? More experiences of what patience isn't. So the more you pray for something to happen, you're going to get more experiences of what that is, or the more that you ask. And that's what we're saying. We attract to us all the experiences we need in order to learn. So why did she have to go on the internet and not use discernment, and have somebody change her vibration or adjust her frequency levels for her so that she could then experience and learn that that's not what she wanted? But we do that in regular life. We do that in relationships. We do that in all of our personal stuff.
I don't know if you're getting a lecture or I'm getting a lecture. Okay, so.
No, that's just what we did.
I apologize. It's just sometimes I read these things and it makes me feel sad.
That's what happened. People
had to go through the hardship. And no, she went through a lot. She had the headache. She had got sick, and she almost got a divorce.
And that's
because of it.
You know, and that's what makes us upset, is because it's not fair that there are individuals in the healing profession. This is what we feel.
In all professions.
That there are individuals, but especially for us, in a spiritual healing capacity, say, I'm going to do this and it's going to make you feel better. Or then we have individuals that say, well, I have an attachment and somebody told me I have an attachment, but they didn't give them the tools to fix them. Or the tool to fix them was a $3,000
statue. No, I get the best one. I get the best one. So this person, they called and they heard about them. And so they said, well, you have an entity around you, okay? And we have our own definition of entity. But so she really got scared, or he got scared. And so then the man said, I will carve a statue and put the entity in it and take it from you and put it in it. But the statue will only cost $15,000, okay? And you know what? She did it. Because we get so scared when somebody says something is in us or around us, or we can't control our environment. But you know one thing? If you could love yourself just a little bit more than you've ever loved, it would change everything. It would change the energy, or what they might say is the entity. It would change your vibration. It could change everything.
We're finding out now. In modern, we're not even going to talk about energy, spiritual energy for a second. We're finding out now that when we listen to anyone outside ourselves and it just doesn't feel right, we are also giving our power to that person. What about going to a regular medical doctor and the medical doctor says, you're going to die from this, blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. We have individuals who are healing themselves of cancer. We have individuals who are working on healing themselves of brain tumors. And then they go back and the doctor says, well, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. And the person has healed themselves. We don't even trust our own inner self to give us the correct information and guidance and wisdom. We go to people outside ourselves all the time for our own answers, for our own wisdom, and then we believe them. Why do we do that?
Well, because we get desperate that they will we don't have the answers, so we're hoping somebody else will give us the answers or save us. And I just thought of the best one I ever heard, and I know this person's not in business anymore, so we don't have to worry about it. But this was a guy in Tennessee, and he lived up on kind of the mountain. And what he would say is he would take a picture of you naked, okay, and then take the energy out of you. Okay, now you wouldn't think anyone in the world would go up in the mountains with some guy and take off all your clothes and have him take a picture of you.
He had quite a following.
He had a lot of pictures.
Yeah, he had a lot of pictures.
But boy, that's not just funny. That is so desperate, Kate, because we will do anything to heal ourselves. But the problem is the things around us, the dearest things around us sometimes are toxic for us in the way that we are interacting with them, right? Because I had one just the other day. This lady had a daughter, and she was much older than her, and mean and belittling her, and she didn't know what to do with her. Those are the kind of decisions that we have to change energetically, what is doing to us, so we can feel better. But they're the hardest things, and we will do anything other than facing something that we should face.
Or even accepting ourselves as being okay when someone else, as you just said, criticizes us or says we're not doing something right. And all of that goes back to our own issues of whether we love ourselves or not. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how we can first just begin to accept ourselves with compassion.
Yeah, and you know what? I tell you what, in 2 minutes a day, we can get you to change your life. So we'll get back and tell you how that is. We'll be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller, The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at gnc.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year at many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Talking about energy, and I've been kind of going off a little bit about some of the things that we get into, but we want to talk about, oh, Nancy's got her finger up, so what is that?
Well, one of the things that we mentioned right before we left was about loving and about unconditionally loving ourselves, and we talked earlier about the dualities of this planet and all the aspects of unconditional love in order for us to learn, to grow, to evolve, to have a process where we use some type of tool, you know, can I get a tool here, to help myself learn to just accept myself. If we were to say to you, we want you to love yourself, most of you, and this is true, will say, well, I don't know that I love myself. There's parts of myself I don't even like, let alone love. There's characters, flaws that I think I have. So love is a confusing word based on every experience that you've ever had about love.
Now, I tell you, we can help you to change your energetic vibration to where you're not so attractive to the things that have been happening in your life within 3 days. Can you imagine that? 3 days. 2 minutes a day for 3 days can change your entire life. Wouldn't you want to just do it to tell me, just to prove to me that the guy doesn't know what he's talking about? So why don't you just try it, okay? And so every time you go to the restroom, the toilet, you just think clear, and you just imagine that all that stuff is going out of your emotions.
You're already going to the toilet. Isn't that a good affirmation to release things?
Take your hands, and just like you're imagining, you're pulling your field back into your belly, or you're taking your energy back, or you're taking your essence back, you're taking your life force back. Whatever it is, you're pulling back to your belly. And then I want you to love your belly, and I mean love it, but love it like nature, love it like a sunset, love it like flowers, love it like a bath, love it like sleeping in a rainy day, something you love.
Okay, that holds a vibration of a good feeling. That's what we're asking you to do. If you love walking in nature, if you love taking a warm bath, it brings a feeling to you. So we want you to hold that feeling, that vibration. We're going to take that energetic vibration of goodness for you. That's going to let you have an opportunity to accept yourself, compassion yourself, love yourself.
And be that vibration. Okay?
Yes.
So that took 5 seconds. Okay, you went to the toilet and 5 seconds you meditated. But guess what? You're doing it all day long. Every time you go to the toilet, you take 5 seconds. And pretty soon, you have meditated 7 times a day, all day long. And you know what, folks? That's a state of mind.
Now, the three techniques to that are very important because we find people all the time that will say, oh, well, you know, how are you doing it? They'll say, well, I'm clear. In fact, I even take my hand and I run it down my body and I go clear. I'm getting rid of all the stuff I don't want and all the stuff I don't like. Good. And then how are you pulling your field in? Well, you know, we had an individual ask us, well, I don't want to pull in my anger. I don't want to pull in the other person's anger. And that's why we suggest you do this in the toilet. Because you've stepped away from the energy of somebody who just got you angry, ticked you off, and you had words, or somebody who criticized you and hurt your feelings. You stepped away from that energetic. You're in the toilet by yourself. So what you're pulling in is your energy field, bringing it back to yourself, taking your power back, taking your essence back into your being, which is in your body.
And then the biggest challenge for most people, and this is the last 30,000 people, okay, so you sure it's one, is loving yourself. Because they'll say, oh, I love like I love to eat something or something. You don't want to do it like you want to eat something, okay, or I love it like I love something else, like a show or emotion or a person. You want to do something that you truly is perfect in your life, something that's perfect. And it could be nothing more than me. See, right here I'm sitting, but I'm watching birds outside playing, and they're perfect, okay? There isn't. I don't look at those birds and I think of, boy, I wish I was just a better bird or a blue bird or some other kind of bird. It's perfect.
You know what I like to do? I like to go to the beach. I don't have to have anything other than I visualize, I feel, I remember myself lying on the beach in the sun. That makes me feel so good. I'm literally in that vibration. I am that good feeling. I have the sun on my body and I am steeped and it's perfect. Okay, so many, I had one woman call, and I said, are you doing, she had a session, she called about, maybe 3 months later, and she said, you know, I'm into this energy, and I don't know what it is, and I'm feeling, you know, out there, and I just don't feel connected, and I said, are you doing the clearing technique? And she said, oh, yes, I'm doing it every time I go to the toilet. I said, how are you doing it? And so then she said, and then the loving part, well, she says, you know, I'm sitting there, and I'm holding my belly. And I said, well, how are you getting your love? I'm going to love myself. I'm going to like myself. She said, well, there's nothing about me that I like. I mean, that I love is what she said first. And I said, well, what about something you like? Oh, there's nothing I like. I said, nothing. She said, no, there's nothing in my life that I like. There's nothing that I love. I have no memories of anything I like. I have no memories. It took almost 10 minutes of talking with her for me to get to one thing. Was there one point in your life, just one time in your life? I said, I know you've had this memory. You've had this. I know this. There has to be at least one time in your life that you felt really good about yourself. And she said, you know, when I got my diploma, I worked so hard to get that diploma. She said, I felt so good because here I was. I think I was almost the oldest person in class. And I felt so good. I said, then, that's it, right there. Hold that feeling. You be that vibration. You become that vibrational good feeling. That's what you hold for 5 seconds.
Okay. And what happens, too, is if you don't love yourself, your energy field will go back out. Okay. The reason we're loving is to change your vibration about your physical body. The more you love yourself, the less reactive you are. And people don't understand it because they think, what does that mean, less reactive? That means you having a choice every single day about every single person, about how you want to react to them and not react to them. Can you imagine not reacting to somebody who has upset you for years and years? It could be a boss. It could be anything.
See, it's not a matter of saying, I love myself. It's not a matter of just telling others, I love myself. It's not a matter of having someone else say, I love you. It's a matter of you truly believing that you're worthy, that you can accept what's going on in your own life. Judgment without opinion, having some compassion for who you are, which is total acceptance, no judging of, oh, this isn't right or that's not right. That's what we're asking you to begin to work on, is the loving of yourself. Now, we're going to have to do another commercial break, but we'll come right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about loving yourself and all of the energy that's in you and around you.
And we'll show you right where on the website all this information is so you can get it and tell your friends about it.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about energy and trying to give you some helpful tools. And we want you to be sure you go on www.kenpage.com because all the information on the clearing techniques is right there.
It's under, if you look on the website homepage, it says healing techniques. You click that link, it's going to give you a lot of different techniques. The one we're talking about is called the energetic clearing technique, and it's also called being in the moment.
And remember, please, please tell your friends, because your friend can be a Catholic, a Baptist, it can be anything, any religion, any culture. These tools work for you, okay? If a person and anybody in the world starts loving themselves more, it starts to make their life easier. You know, and all we care about is that things, we don't have to do things so, that are so hard on us, okay? Because hard usually is physically hard, and we want to make it easier on your nervous system.
The clearing technique that we just told you about also allows you to be in the moment. When you're in the toilet, and you're at the toilet, and you're clearing, and you're bringing your essence back to yourself in that special moment right there where your hand is on your belly, and you're just bringing your essence and your power and your being in that moment where everything exists. That beingness would then no longer have to look outside yourself. That beingness would then get to look inside yourself and recognize that it's okay, it's acceptable, you can be who you are without judgment, have some compassion for yourself, like yourself, love yourself. That's what changes your vibration. That's what keeps you, your vibration, healthy, your signature good, and energetically, you don't have to keep doing the same things you always did. This is how we change. If we continue doing everything we always did and we expect a different answer or a different outcome, well, that's not change. We have to change the way we do things. We have to change the way we are. We have to change our beingness.
And we have to change what we trust.
Yeah.
We have to start trusting ourselves not
first.
Outside ourselves. Because most of us want somebody outside to validate that we are okay. That we're energetically okay, or we sound okay, or we feel okay, we look okay. But, you know, usually somebody does want something from us, okay? That is true. We see it all the time. But loving yourself is about yourself. Doing the things you like to do, it's about yourself. And I had this lady call me the other day, and she says, I love to walk, but it's winter. And I said, why don't you go to the mall? Go to the mall and walk. There's enough. You can walk the mall 3 or 4 times. It's going to be 2 miles, 3 miles, or whatever you need. And it's an environment that's warm or it's comfortable. Okay, and there's lots of things to look at. So you're not, you know, there's it's stimulating. Keep yourself. And I said, take somebody with you. And you get a friend and you both decide to walk and you challenge each other to where someday you don't feel like walking. The other person challenges you to get out and do it. Find ways of helping yourself when you're not going to feel good. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. This is all about the process of learning to love yourself. You know, loving yourself is an energetic thing. It's not something that can be defined. It's not something that we can say, okay, this is exactly how you're going to do it. You're going to have your own unique way of accepting yourself, of liking yourself, of loving yourself, of figuring out how you are within yourself, your own being, your own answers to your own questions. And when we get to that state of being, then we're going to recognize in that moment of being, in that moment, what our issues are. Because if I create something in that moment, and I'm in that moment, I recognize, uh-oh, just created that. Here it is. This is an issue. Why is this pattern happening over and over? It's an issue. When we understand what our issues are, it's easier for us to change those issues.
Well, it's easier for us to recognize them when we get into it. So if I sometimes get angry, and when I feel myself starting to get into that vibration, I stop it. Okay? And I don't want to put any more energy into it, so it will stop or cease to exist. And Nancy's laughing at me. That's kind of rude, don't you think?
I'm not laughing.
I think all of you should send emails and say, Nancy's kind of, you know, Ken's bearing his soul, and Nancy's laughing at him.
Oh, no. I'm chuckling at situations because, you know, we get ourselves in these situations too. We get ourselves like Ken coming back from the post office all upset and me saying, well, we'll just have to deal with this. How are we going to deal with this? You know, they're telling us we've been doing it for 20 years this way. Well, because we'll deal with it. We have to just deal with it. We can't, until we figure it out, then we can deal with it. But looking outside ourselves for something, and we are reacting to something, what did we have to do? We had to sit back and we had to say, why did we attract this?
Yeah, I just went to the post office with 600 pounds of books, okay? And they were all in this M bags. They were all bagged, and they were relatively heavy, 600 pounds. And I carried them all in, and we got there, and pretty soon the guy says, they're the wrong bags, but they're the bags they gave us Saturday. And then they said, no, you have to have everything in 4-pound bags. I mean, 4-pound boxes, okay?
Inside a bag.
Inside a bag. And nothing made sense. And there was 100 people trying to get in, and the old guy didn't want to lift the boxes up, and he blew me off, so I was a little bit upset, okay?
So he came back with 6 huge big M bags, you know, that we had carefully boxed and packaged, and we've been doing this for a long time, and I said, don't worry about it. They weren't right. They're wrong. We have to find out how we have to do it in order to meet their requirements. And it's just going to take some phone calls. And Ken was so upset. And then he sat down and I sat down. And the first thing we said was, you know, how do we attract that energy? And we literally did. We had to do that because we were going to start spiraling into his frustration, which was becoming my frustration quickly because I was the one who was going to have to sit on the phone and try to figure out the Postal Service regulations. These frustrations that we had were directly attracted by some energetics that we are also dealing with in getting ready for trips and in trying to ship things and in trying to do everything right.
Yeah, we have a big class coming up.
It's called Life Stuff. Yeah. You do the same thing.
Well,
it's everything that you already do.
I didn't have the best breakfast. That was my reason.
You know, we know we've given you some information today. We gave you a great clearing technique that's only going to take you 2 minutes. Do it for 3 days. And come back and listen to us every Thursday, 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time, right here on HealthyLife.net. And go ahead, send us your email that says Ken shouldn't get frustrated, and Nancy shouldn't laugh at him. Whatever you choose, we'd love to hear from you. office@kenpage.com, that's our email address. Go to our website, hear everything that we've just talked about, lots of free pages to read, free books.
And this is Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor, a supreme being. Many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.